Hello, welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered. My name is Charles. How are you? Hope you are doing amazing. Okay, I have a rant. I have a complaint. I am sick and tired of some of this wayward, crusty, dusty, good-for-nothing, homophobic African people, Nigerians, people of African descent, who are always reporting my TikTok live stream. So, a few days ago, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? I was on TikTok live. Of course, the normal insults. I am used to this. That is not the problem. But I am a human being at the end of the day. So there are times when you want to respond to certain things. In as much as I am somebody who like tried so much to just not be flustered with things like that. You know what I mean? I was responding, but I did not say something that was overly bad, something that maybe might have broken the community guidelines. All the insults, some of them who were telling me that the 9 months my mother carried me was a waste. There were so many mad things that we get on a daily basis. All of a sudden, my page went blank and it was all black. And this isn't the first time where I have been suspended on TikTok lives. And I was like, why did I get suspended? So I spoke to my man and then I went and spoke to my people, our people. We had a conversation on our WhatsApp group. I decided to write an email. This time around, I made it clear. Like, literally, you are giving me strikes that I don't understand, that this is homophobia. This is digital homophobia. You are silencing queer African voices, queer voices, yada, yada, yada. I went the whole 9 yards. I said everything I needed to say and they overturned the suspension. So I got my access back. I don't know what the reason was, because sometimes they will include a video, what you said, but there was no video. I was trying as much as possible to see the video and there was no video. Okay, they overturned it. One of the crusty, dusty people who said to me, they asked me actually if I believed in God. I don't remember the particular day this was, if it was today or yesterday. It was one of those mad days. They asked me if I believed in the Bible. And I said no. And this dusty, good-for-nothing individual said to me, oh, come to Nigeria, I will slap you. I am saying all this to say that this particular individual, looking at them and the way they reacted, I don't think I'm wrong. But all I can sense is that they are suffering from internalized homophobia. And someone like me, who is unapologetically who I am, who has worked on themselves, and who is okay with who he is, who they are, and who I am, is giving them a lot of hassle. Why are you pained? I did not say to you that you shouldn't be yourself. If you are okay to go and listen to your good-for-nothing pastors who steal from you, who deceive you, who are lying, who told you that who you are is wrong, then you need to speak to someone who is a specialist, like a therapist, a guidance and counselor, to walk through your trauma and your struggles, because that is not a good place for you to be. I have said this so many times. I feel sorry for a lot of people who insult me because I feel like you need help. It has nothing whatsoever to do with me. It has everything to do with you. That's my lot. I just want to get it out there. Your insults will never stop us from existing. Who we are is not a taboo. Okay, let's get into today's topic, my dear. Let's talk about it. One of the biggest scams ever is when you hear blood is thicker than water. Blood isn't always safe. Family isn't always safe for you as a queer person. Let me tell you, like, we as queer people, as LGBTQIA+ individuals, we don't have any boundaries in family spaces. They will literally be all up in your business, tell you that, oh, the way you are dressed is not how you're supposed to dress. Why are you like that? Why is your braids like that? Why are you wearing makeup? Why are you dressed like that? Why are you speaking like this? Why don't you get married? All of this nonsense. Why I'm saying this is that it is important for us to look into setting emotional, physical, and spiritual boundaries with family, especially when your family love is conditional and unsafe. Some of us queer people have parents who love us unconditionally. Brothers and sisters, uncles, cousins who love us unconditionally. In that space, you are fine. It is wonderful. I came across a video of this Nigerian queer person where they were speaking to their mother. It was a conversation between their mother. That brought tears to my eye because their mother is the kind of mother that anyone who is queer needs. That woman is so wonderful. I watched that video over and over and over again. It is so refreshing to come across a Nigerian mother who thinks like their mother thinks. It was just super, 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 super amazing. That gave me a lot of hope. I'm saying all this to say that there are people who call themselves our family who don't love us unconditionally. It took me for the longest time to understand that some of the people who call me their relatives never loved me in the first place because it was riddled with conditions. They want you to be a particular person for them to love you. They want you to abide to their rules and regulations. They want you to be the person that they want you to be for them to love you. They don't want to love you as you are. I always say this. It is important for you to go to places where it says, come one, come all. Be it in a religious environment, in a community, a party, a club, anywhere. Go to the places where you are wanted and loved. Go to places where your emotional and mental well-being is not compromised. Where they won't compromise that. Because a lot of people will talk the talk, but they won't walk the walk. I am going to give an example here of people that I know. Rejoice and Emerald, for example. They are relatives. They are blood relatives. Emerald is gay. Rejoice loves him down. Unconditionally. There have been times when people will come on the platform to say crazy things against me or other queer people, or Emerald, Rejoice will leap to his defense. That is what you call family. That is what you call family. Where you love your relatives, your siblings, your cousins, your uncles, no matter what their sexual orientation may or might be. At the end of the day, they are humans. They are a human being. They are related to you. If you believe in God, that means that God created everyone in their own image and likeness. Family love should be unconditional. It should not be transactional. But some of you are out here being wayward and ill-mannered. You are wild and you don't love your siblings. You don't love your relatives. You give them conditions. All you do is you weaponize your religious beliefs. You say to them that God said this is evil, this is bad. Because of that, I'm not going to love you. Love your relatives. Love the people in your life. I want to let you know that family is not always blood. Can we get into the myth of unconditional family love? That is mad. It's such a myth. I am telling you it is. Because one of the biggest scams I have ever seen in my life is when people say to you that blood is thicker than water. I have gotten to a place in my life where I don't believe I need to forgive everybody. You know, like when things happen to black people, for instance, they will say to you, oh, forgive that person, I have forgiven you. No, F to the no. No, the fuck not. I don't need to forgive you. I'm not going to forgive you if you have treated me like shit and say to me that who I am is wrong, where you have made me to suffer mentally, where you have made me to suffer emotionally because of the way I was created. How do you expect me to understand that? Have you ever thought of that? The thing is, a lot of us African in our culture, diasporically, in the diaspora, we tend to place family above all, even at the cost of our identity, even at the cost of your identity. People will say to you, oh, but family matters. Family is more important than who you are, because family matters who you are as a gay person, as a queer person, as a trans man, trans woman, LGBTQIA+. That does not matter. The most important thing is family. So because of family matters, we don't care about you. But am I not part of that family? Am I not part of your family? If I'm part of your family, why do you not love me unconditionally? Why does my sexual orientation matter? Why can you not see that I'm a human being like you? And this is where I have a massive problem. I have a lot of this in my family. People who don't like me for who I am. But when we have family financial struggles and expenses and things to be done, they will want my money. Because at this point in time now, what matters the most is the money, is family. Oh, it's family. You can't just let him suffer. Oh, your relative needs help. Oh, someone passed away. We need to have a funeral, so contribute. But all of you don't like who I am. You don't care about my mental struggles. You don't care about the trauma I have gone through to accept myself. Don't care about my well-being. You have never, ever asked me one day, how are you? How is it for you? I don't know if I have mentioned this before. I have this particular friend that told me when he came out to his mother said to him, all I'm worried about is what society will do to you, because I love you no matter what. Your gayness, being queer, that is not a problem. I love you unconditionally. But I'm worried about how society is going to treat you. And with this in mind, I am urging you and advising you to proceed with caution, to be very careful about how you move around people. And this was something that happened, I think it was in the 90s. Of course, this person is not from Nigeria. Of course, this person is not African. But I'm just saying this to say that if you love your child, if you love your brother, if you love your sister, if you love your family, you will love them no matter what. Because some of you dusty, crusty people are okay with your children being scammers, being fraudsters, unaliving people to make money. You don't care about how they make money. You have literally told me this, that you prefer to have a child that is a murderer instead of you having someone that is gay as your child. So what you are saying is you prefer a child that is a murderer than a child that is gay. And I say this to you, it shall never be well with you because you are dusty and crusty. One thing we forget is that the emotional toll of being tolerated and not accepted, especially when you are trying to navigate this world. You hear things from your family, things like, we love you, but... You know those types of conversations? We love you, but... The but is you have reservations. And whenever you have reservations, there is a problem. That means there is something about that person that you don't want to understand. Why do you say to me that you love me, but... Because what happens is, emotionally, you're feeling there is always a comma. There is always a quotation mark. You always feel like you are not wanted here. You are not supposed to be here. This is the reason why a lot of us gay people, queer people, tend to struggle with our identities. Sometimes you come across people who will say things like this. A lot of people who are queer grew up in situations where they are just okay with who they are until some crusty, dusty person says something that is horrible, that will then make them think, oh, who I am is wrong. So because of this, I shouldn't be myself. Do you know what I mean? We are who we are, and we are not going to apologize for it. Boundaries versus disconnection. I think a lot of us need to understand the difference between protecting our peace and cutting people off. Protecting your peace and cutting people off. I don't even know what the difference is in this situation. Because you need to protect your peace and cut them off. It is not easy, right, to cut someone off that is related to you. It is not easy. But what you can do is make peace with it. These are majority of the consequences of being who we are. Because you may not get to be able to do things with your family. You may not be able, you may not be, you may not be invited to cookouts. You may never be invited to that family gathering, that naming ceremony, that birthday parties. And that is okay, because you can decide to go and choose a family that will invite you to all of these things. That is why I said that blood is thicker than water is one of the biggest scams ever. Because then you now know that these people do not want you amongst them. Because of this, what you then do for yourself is you cultivate your own relationships with people. You create your own chosen family and you be around them. One of my biggest problems I had initially was when I stopped speaking to my brother, when he stopped speaking to me. I went through to grieve that. I grieved because that's a loss. This is somebody that I loved and I still love, and I will love him forever. That will never change. I don't know what will happen tomorrow. If he comes back and then apologizes to me and we have conversations, maybe we can make amends. But I have moved on. I was speaking to my nephew the other day when he called to speak to me about his twin. I think he's a boy and a girl. And we were talking and I spoke to my auntie. And then he said to me, oh, why don't you just call your brother? I'm going to give you his number. Just don't call, but just leave a voice note. From the way I spoke to him, he never did. He didn't send that number. Because why do I need to send a voice note? I don't know. Maybe I will ask him. But for now, I don't feel like it. Because the thing is, my peace of mind, protecting my peace is important to me. I don't know if I made this clear, but you know where I'm going with this. So understand the difference. Protect your peace, which means if you think that you don't want to cut them off, don't go there and argue with them. When they say to you that who you are is wrong, it's either you just say to them, okay, I heard you. That's okay. That's you protecting your inner peace and not arguing unnecessarily. And if you feel like you don't want to be around them, then you cut them off entirely and love them from afar. That is okay. I think that we as a people should start to learn that cutting your mother or your father off is not bad. You can cut your relatives off, bad. You can cut your relatives off, and that is okay. And you don't have to feel guilty about it. Learn how to communicate boundaries. Learn how to communicate your boundaries with family members who refuse to understand. My dear, learn how to master this. It took me for the longest time to get to a point where I am doing this absolutely well. I will curse you to hell and back. I am ready to say to you, fuck you. I don't care about how old you are if you cross the boundary as a relative of mine. I will fucking read you for filth. I freaking don't care. You need to respect me as a queer person. You need to respect me as a gay man. You need to respect me. If I say to you that this is who I am, I don't want any children. I don't want to get married to a woman. I am gay. I'm fabulous. You need to respect that and respect me, and don't come and ask me crusty, dusty questions. One of the only people I don't want to have these conversations with is my aunties, my mom's sisters, because they are of the age where I don't want to go into that. One of them was literally saying to me the other day, oh, when are you going to get married? I just said, oh, my cousin is going to do that, because I don't want to go into that. There is no need for that, because they will freaking never understand. I don't want to put myself in a situation where I'm all worked up, because I want to protect my peace. At the same time, with them, they will never understand. That is the respect I'm giving to them. But the other ones, I will curse the fuck out of you. I will curse your clat out. Who the fuck do you think you are? You don't pay my bills. You don't feed me. Why should I care about what you fucking think? A lot of our family, I'm about to speak like a therapist, actually, look like the word holding space and things like this. That is what therapists, that is what they say. I think a lot of us have been betrayed by our relatives, and we need to hold space for ourselves. And by holding space for ourselves, we need to understand at the same time that we are not betraying anyone. That you are holding your space for yourself. You are saying to yourself that I can uphold and be that person even if you are not going to stand with me. I am strong enough and I have other allies and allies in other places that I have cultivated for myself. And I'm going to go to somewhere where I'm loved. I'm going to maybe, if I need therapy, I'm going to do that. I'm going to fight for myself. I'm going to hold that space because you are never going to do that for me. And in the world we live as queer Africans, especially, and queer Africans of African descent, queer Africans in the diaspora, we are holding space for us. We have developed thick skin where we are always on survival mode. And you don't need to be around people that will make you to always feel like this, because this is not a place to be. That is never a state of mind for you to be in. Respect is a two-way street. It's both ways. I always give this example. My sisters, I am very close to. And one of my sisters, the children, two of them are university students. I am close to my sisters because my sisters understand that respect is a two-way street. It is reciprocal. They respect the fact that I'm gay. They may never really understand what it is to be in my shoes, the struggle that I go through, but they are always there for me. If I needed to cry on their shoulders, if I needed to rant, they are always there for me. One of my older sisters, the reason why I am where I am today is because of her. That woman loves me down. That woman loves everything about me. And that is something that every one of us requires in our lives. I want you to understand this. You need to challenge the idea that your elders or your parents are always right. Just because someone is older than you does not mean that person is right. Just because if I'm older than you doesn't mean that I should not respect you. I respect my nephew. I respect my nieces. I respect them. I respect people that are younger than me. I am not going to speak to you crazy because if I feel that I'm older. Older does not always mean wiser. Stupid people get older. Someone that is wayward will become an older, wayward, good-for-nothing individual. Just let that sink in. Respect should be both ways, always. If you are wrong as a parent, go to your child and say sorry to them. Say to them, oh, I was wrong. A lot of us Africans, our African parents don't respect their children. They always feel like I am the boss of you and you are going to respect me no matter what. It is not always like that, especially if you are a queer person and your parents are not respecting you. Once you are able to stand on your own two feet, pay them dust. You don't have to be there and sit and allow them to trump all over you, no pun intended. You don't want them to use you as a doormat. For what now? I beg. Waiting or guinea mere. In Ayala, use your common sense. Don't allow them. Set boundaries as a form of respect, not rebellion. You setting boundaries with your parents doesn't mean you are rebelling against them. You are just saying to them, I need you to respect my boundaries. I'm a human. Reclaim your right to emotional safety. My dear, rest. Say to them, I need you to allow me to be restful. I want to have my peace of mind. Okay? I am saying that with my full chest. With my full chest, I'm saying it. My dear, the way I cursed my brother's clat, the way I spoke to that good-for-nothing one, I have two brothers. One of my oldest brothers, that one is wayward, greedy cow. I told him my mind. And that is truth. Just because you are older doesn't mean that if you do something wayward that we are not going to check you. Check them. Tell them the truth. Can we get into, oh my God. I just shifted my mind. Can we get into building emotional distance without shame? Because a lot of us always feel shameful when we make certain decisions that actually is good for us. Why? You don't need to be shameful. You are taking care of you. You are taking care of you emotionally, mentally, and otherwise. Why should you be ashamed? Can I tell you something? If I had continued to listen to a lot of my dusty, crusty, good-for-nothing relatives, some of them, actually, I will be suffering emotionally up until today. When I say good-for-nothing, I'm not saying every of my relative is wayward. But the wayward ones know themselves. And I'm saying this with no shame. You need to let go of the guilt when family dynamics don't support your growth. Don't feel bad. Don't feel guilty for them. Don't feel sorry for them. Because they will see you prosper. Because they know that you are unique. Don't feel guilty. Because your personal growth of accepting who you are and loving yourself and being amazing, and hopefully all the doors opens for you. A lot of your relatives will not support that, but you are going to blossom. You are going to shine because you are the light and you don't want to be around darkness. We need to create emotional exits, things that we do to make ourselves feel okay. You know, so many of these things, just define it in your own best way, your support systems. Affirmations that will ground you after difficult family interactions. I remember me having these conversations with my sisters and with my brothers. How did I do to get myself to a place where I felt okay? I ranted to my man and to some of my very close friends. I ranted to them and then I bought chocolate, bought myself a good juice, drank it, watched some episodes of Pose, because that was the time I was watching Pose as well. Because mine was that I was constantly coming out to my family for years, over and over again. Even up until today, I still come out to some of them as if I haven't had that conversation before. And I continue to do that. And I stand firm in what I am saying. I think that we may want to understand or need to understand that physical proximity doesn't have to mean emotional access. I can be around you, but you are never going to have any emotional access to me. What I'm saying here is that I am never going to allow you, I am never going to give you the permission to make me feel like shit. I am never going to do that. I am never going to allow you to make me feel less than. That is never going to happen. And that is something that you need to learn how to do. Can we look into chosen family as a boundary anchor for you? Our chosen family, we forget that our chosen family means a lot and they do a lot for us. Chosen family can model the love and respect that you deserve all along. I never knew that someone can love me for being gay without judging me, support me, be kind to me without any judgments until I met a few people in my adult life. That was something I never knew will ever happen, where somebody would say to me, I love you no matter what. We may not be blood relatives, but I love you. You are family to me. And I am going to support you. I am going to hold your hand no matter what. I am here with you forever and ever. We may have our disagreements. We can fight. We may argue. But at the end of the day, we are still family. Sometimes I may disagree with some of the decisions you've taken and some of the things that you've done. That may not be something that I think is worth your while or something that will benefit you. We can have those disagreements, but we will still love you and love each other. And that is something that I have now in my life. And I pray for you for that to happen for you. That is why I always say that your family, which is your blood relative, in some cases are not always the right thing for you. Holding on to joy and freedom. Did I say freedom? And freedom, even when your biological family can't or may never meet you where you are. Just think about that. Hold on to your joy. Sustain your joy. Freedom. Free yourself from the shackles of the Lulu crazy family. free yourself from their nightmare, because your freedom is important. When I say freedom, we are talking about emotional freedom, mental freedom, and physical sometimes. Free yourself. Free yourself. You don't have to keep bleeding to belong. You don't have to keep bleeding to belong. Love does not have to be painful. It does not have to be sad. It does not have to be pain. It does not have to be disrespect. It does not have to be disgrace. It does not have to be insult. It does not have to do with looking down on you. Love has to be sweet. It has to be soft. It has to be happiness. If someone is insulting you, making you feel less than, that person does not love you. They don't love you. You deserve the best, okay? You deserve the best. I want you to tell me what boundary has saved your peace when dealing with your family. Think about that. Think. If you don't have any, do that from today. Reflect on one truth they've been afraid to say out loud and what it would mean to finally say it. What truth? The truth is that they don't really love you because of who you are, but they will always put family first. That is me talking about myself here. That is my truth. Some of my relatives don't love who I am because family first is the most important thing, but they will want you to have input on how the family moves on. But don't talk about yourself. Just don't talk about who you are. Don't talk about who you are. We don't want to know about it. Just do it there. We don't want to know. But we still want you to participate in the family things when it comes to any financial wahala and things like this. My dear, you are amazing. You are wonderful. You are unique. Who you are is not a taboo. Thank you so, so much for listening to this episode. It has been and always will be Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. My name is Charles. I have been Charles, and I will always be Charles, the Igbo gay man that I am. Have a wonderful time. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so, so much for listening. Bye for now.